The Canterville Ghost. Chapter 1. Mr. Hiram B. Otis, the American minister, had wanted to buy property in England for a long time. When he decided to buy the country estate called Canterville Chase, he received negative reactions from everyone he spoke to. He was told that the house was haunted. Even Lord Canterville felt the necessity to inform Mr. Otis of this fact before selling him the estate.
"We haven't wanted to live in Canterville Chase since my great-aunt, the Duchess of Bolton, was frightened into hysterics by the ghost," said Lord Canterville. "A pair of skeleton hands grabbed her shoulders as she was dressing for dinner one night. She never recovered from the experience. I feel that it is my responsibility to inform you that many living members of my family have seen the ghost. None of the younger servants have stayed at Canterville Chase since the incident with my great-aunt." The minister smiled.
"My lord, I come from a modern country. We are practical and materialistic. We don't believe in ghosts."
"I assure you that the ghost exists," answered Lord Canterville. "It has existed since 1584. It always appears before the death of any member of our family."
"The family doctor also appears in these situations, Lord Canterville."
"I'm sorry, but you can't convince me that ghosts exist. I believe in the laws of nature." "I must admit that you Americans are very practical," said Lord Canterville. "If you don't mind a ghost, the estate is yours. Just remember that I warned you."
A few weeks later, Mr. Otis and his family were travelling towards Canterville Chase. His wife, formerly known as Miss Lucretia Tappan, was a very attractive middle-aged woman with blue eyes and a beautiful profile. The eldest son was called Washington. His parents had decided on that name in a moment of patriotic inspiration. He never stopped regretting their choice. He was a fair-haired, good-looking young man. He was thought of in London's social circles as practical and a good dancer. Miss Virginia E. Otis was a beautiful and enchanting 15-year-old girl with big blue eyes. Although she had only been in England for a short period of time, she had already succeeded in capturing the young Duke of Cheshire's heart. He had asked Virginia to marry him less than an hour after meeting her. Unfortunately, his guardians insisted that he concentrate on his studies first and made him return to his school in Eton. The twins came after Virginia. These two boys had an incredible amount of energy and always seemed to be getting into trouble. The nearest train station to Canterville Chase was in Ascot, 7 miles away from the house. Mr. Otis had organized a carriage to meet them at the station and take them to their new home. It was a lovely July evening, and the air smelled of pine. As they traveled through the English countryside, rabbits and squirrels occasionally appeared and watched the family. Occasionally, they heard the sounds of birds singing. However, as they entered Canterville Chase, the sky suddenly became cloudy. The atmosphere was now filled with a curious stillness. Before they reached the house, a few drops of rain began to fall. An old lady was standing on the steps in front of the main entrance, waiting to receive them. This was Mrs. Umney, the housekeeper. She bowed to each member of the family and said in an old-fashioned way, "I bid you welcome to Canterville Chase." The family followed her into the house. They passed through the impressive Tudor hall into the library. This was a long, low room with wood panelling. At the end of the room, there was a large stained-glass window. Here they discovered that tea had been prepared for them. They began to look around the room as Mrs. Umney served them. Suddenly, Mrs. Otis noticed a red stain on the floor next to the fireplace. She turned to Mrs. Umney and said, "I think that something has been spilled here."
"Yes, madam,"
replied the old housekeeper in a quiet voice. "Blood has been spilt on that spot."
"How horrible!" exclaimed Mrs. Otis. "It must be removed immediately."
The old woman smiled and answered in the same quiet, mysterious voice.
"It is the blood of Lady Eleanor de Canterville. She was murdered on that spot by her husband, Sir Simon de Canterville, in 1575. 9 years later, Sir Simon disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. His body has never been discovered. However, his ghost has been a constant presence in this house. The bloodstain cannot be removed."
"That's ridiculous," exclaimed Washington Otis. "Pinkerton's Champion Stain Remover and Paragon Detergent will clean anything."
Before the terrified housekeeper could stop him, Washington produced the two miraculous American products and began to clean the stain. In a few moments, the bloodstain had disappeared.
"I knew that Pinkerton would remove the stain," he exclaimed.
Suddenly, a terrible flash of lightning illuminated the room. It was followed by a loud crash of thunder that scared everyone and made Mrs. Umney faint. She regained consciousness a few minutes later, but was still very nervous. She told Mr. Otis to be careful because trouble would be coming to the house.
"I have seen things with my own eyes, sir," she said, "that would terrorize the bravest person. There have been many nights when I couldn't close my eyes to sleep because of the terrible things that happen here."
Mr. Otis and his wife smiled at the old lady's warnings. They assured her that they did not believe in ghosts. The old woman bowed her head and said that she would pray for everyone in the house. Having been promised an increase in salary, she said good night to the Otis family and went to her room.